Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song, a song of deliverance, a courage, a strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
Of all the verses of Scripture, John 3 and 16 is undoubtedly one of the most familiar. And although it is repeatedly quoted, the basic truth that it conveys is sometimes overlooked. If we were to carefully consider its content, we would discover three basic things: a fact, an act, and a pact. For God so loved the world. That's a fact. It is perfectly in keeping with the nature of God, for the Scripture tells us that God is love, that he gave his only begotten Son. Here we have an act, the greatest act that ever was performed. God's spotless Son was offered as a sacrifice to atone for man's sin. The verse ends with a pact, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's part is to ensure everlasting life. Man's part is to simply believe.
It was his love for me that nailed him to the tree, to die in agony for all my sin, for my own guilt and blame. The great Redeemer came, willing to bear the shame of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine! In him God's mercies combine. His love can
The sufferings of the Savior were revealed by the Holy Spirit of God many years prior to the crucifixion. One such revelation is found in Psalm 22. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet.
That's all.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The marks of Calvary bear evidence to the fact that Christ died, was buried, and rose again. One of the disciples, called Thomas, said, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, the Lord gave Thomas this opportunity when he told him to "reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." We are not told whether or not Thomas actually touched the Lord, but his reply was a simple confession of faith: "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me."
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? is nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him in all of